You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOY that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what's a laser? It sounds like a short, simple word, but it's really an acronym. Taking the first letter of each word. Light amplification by the stimulated emission of radiation. It's a lot easier to say laser. Let's take a closer look at each word in that acronym. L, light. It uses wavelengths of light that the eye can see. A, amplification. A machine is used inside of it that has specific elemental gases, liquids, glass lenses, or crystals that strengthens the light, making it more powerful. It amplifies it. SE, stimulated emission. This relates to the release of photons, which are particles of light moving as a wave. Those photons are stimulated to all have the same frequency or wavelength and direction. And finally, R, radiation. It's energy. A release of particles that are part of the range of energy we call the electromagnetic spectrum, visible light as well as invisible energy. While the first laser was built and demonstrated in 1960, the initial ideas for laser science were conceived by a scientist you've probably heard of, Albert Einstein. Back in 1917, he published a paper called The Quantum Theory of Radiation. While the technology didn't exist then, he wrote about the basic theory of laser science. What makes laser light so different from light from the sun or a light bulb or a flashlight is that laser light is a narrow beam of light, and that light is what's called coherent light. Light from most light sources is a jumble of different wavelengths and different directions. Coherent light is light that's the same wavelength and same direction, and the waves are lined up. If you drew a picture of a wave on a piece of paper and then drew more identical waves over that one, so they're the same length and same direction and stacked on top of each other so all the crests or top of the waves are lined up and the troughs or bottom of the waves are lined up, that's laser light. And that coherent light in a thin, concentrated beam is very powerful. So try this activity with your kids. Get a flashlight and a small laser pen. Point both at a nearby wall. It's easy to see them. Then point them at a wall on the other side of the room. It's easy to see the laser, but light from the flashlight starts to spread. Now point them at a wall down a long, long hallway. Again, it's easy to see the laser because it's concentrated, coherent light, but the flashlight spreads the light into a very large circle that's very faint. Its light has many wavelengths of light that don't line up and go in many directions. Well, we've just learned a little bit about lasers. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website, wboi.org.